The situation right now in Lusaka is quiet after a spate of violence that took place yesterday in most parts of Lusaka. And today, when I was driving through town, I found that most shops are closed, though a few others were open, and business actually is going on well. What I read from this situation is that people are in homes expecting presidential results to be announced. They are very, very much patient, and I also saw a presence of police officers in town just trying to make sure that peace prevails at this particular moment as people are waiting for the announcement of our presidential elections.
Very early results, preliminary results, put opposition leader Michael Sata ahead. He has an early lead. Are you surprised by that early lead?
I'm not really surprised because he is one of the opposition political party leaders who enjoys massive support. And I must also hasten to say that Mr. Michael Sata of the Patriotic Front is actually leading in most constituencies where his party is the strongest. And though I would hasten to say that it would be very too early actually to predict victory because in the last election, the trend has been the same where you see the opposition political parties in the partial results, you know, being announced is leading. But then later on in the day, you'll find that he loses and the current government, you know, wins. So I'm not very much surprised because of the support that he enjoys. People are only hoping that, you know, at the end of the day, he is going to emerge, you know, the winner of the presidential elections.
There were reports of technical glitches in some areas that led to a slowing down of counting. Have you heard about that?
Yes, there were some breaches in, you know, in relaying the results. But then I wouldn't really say that they started today. Actually, it covers even from the time that the election actually started because or voting was supposed to start at 8 hours in all the polling stations. But then later on, because of problems of the materials for voting to be, you know, delivered, if there were situations where voting was starting very, very late at 9 hours, in some other places at 10 hours. So it is just something that started from the very day that voting started. And we are also hearing that this kind of situation is continuing.